On Tuesday night, Councilmember Ernie Christian made a motion to direct the Thomas Bay Power Authority to contract an independent firm to do a feasibility study. The study would determine whether or not the Tyee Hydro facility could be a standalone production facility for Wrangell and Petersburg.
The Fort Ampouli say it doesn't make money, but quite honestly, if they're willing to pay Copper River Valley $15 million to get out of the Fort Ampouli, I think that we should look at Tyee as being a standalone facility. We know how much it generates. We know how much Wrangell Petersburg consumes. We know how much the operation is. I don't actually think it would take too much diving into it to figure out exactly how much of that facility could, as the potential is maximized, if it could support itself and at the current rate of 6.8 cents.
Councilmember Christian also brought up a possible issue stemming from the Swan Lake Tyee intertie.
The state of controls are going to be in Ketchikan. And quite honestly, if the controls are in Ketchikan, they're going to control where the power flows from Tyee. And I think we might end up at the short end of the stick on that and potentially running diesel to supplement our own power.
The point was made by Councilmember Don McConaughey that Thomas Bay Power Authority could only be given direction from two entities, Petersburg and Wrangell combined. He added,
as far as us losing our energy, we have a power salesman agreement that gives the hydroelectric energy that comes from Thomas Bay Power Authority. We have the first dibs on that. Excess gets sent out. So as far as us getting one up to buy Ketchikan, I think that's kind of a fallacy, because we do have the power salesman agreement set, and we have the first right to the power coming out of Tyee.
Mayor Tom Sims said he had trust that power is secured for Wrangell and Petersburg.
I have all the faith in the world in power sales agreements. That's why we have an attorney. That's why we have a power sales agreement in place now. We share power with Petersburg. Presumably in the near future, we'll be sharing power with Hake. There are power sales agreements in place to share that power. And I'm no worried about Ketchikan as I am about Petersburg.
Finance Director Jeff J. Bush reminded the council that any decision regarding the Fort Ampouli breaking up would have to be agreed upon by all the entities.
Ketchikan is not likely to approve a one dam pool where it would be Wrangell. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good idea or a bad idea, but I'm just saying politically we've endorsed the intertie for years. There's funding available based on all that. And if at this point in time we say we're not going to do it and we want to do a one-dam pool, I mean, if I was sitting in Ketchikan shoes, we're not going to vote for that.
According to Mayor Sims, the idea of Tyee being a standalone project will cause a rift within the four-dam pool.
I think it would be very difficult to get Petersburg and Ketchikan on board, knowing those people and being involved the short time I have on the four-dam pool. That's going to put a monkey wrench and a lot of time, effort, and money that people have been working on to spend over $1 million so far to go to a two-dam pool. To throw a monkey wrench in that now would just be the bad PR for this community.
With only six council members present at the meeting, the vote was split in half with three yeses and three noes. Council members Christian, Stowe, and Stokes supported the idea of a feasibility study, while council members McConaughey, Rice, and Mayor Sims voted against it. A tie means the motion died. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.